What's wrong, Alex? What's wrong here? It's the Joe and Alex show.
You have some Mickey Mouse in the background.
Sorry. I'm all distracted. Hold on. Now my ADD's kicking in.
Okay. We're getting tweets. So you talked about like what we were about to talk about now. You said some people in Indiana do this weird thing with chili, and I don't understand it being someone that's from Michigan. And you will not believe the two tweets that I just got at Joe and Alex show.
All right. What tweets you got?
I'm disgusted. Because this isn't what we were going to say, but now I feel like this is what we need to say. Ew. Joy says, at Joe and Alex show, if you bash peanut butter sandwiches and chili, I'm out. And then Kayla says, if the chili thing is about how some people eat it with cinnamon rolls in the Midwest, I do not know how anyone does this.
Excuse me?
Cinnamon rolls with chili? I'm freaking vomiting.
Okay, this is going everywhere. It is the Joe and Alex show, Radio Now 100.9, and you can call us right now at 317-239-1009. Alex, please take us to the original point, because that's a whole other one, but you brought up a way that you like to eat chili, and I love chili. I could eat chili every day.
I love chili too. I refuse until we have like the first day that's like in the 60s. I won't make it. So really, this weekend could be
you
the first
make
time.
It this weekend.
It's going to be kind of cold and rainy all weekend, so it'd be a great time for chili. But I put noodles in mine, and Joe thinks that is the strangest thing
that
ever.
That makes no sense. You're having chili. You're not having pasta.
So originally, we were just going to ask, you know, do you put noodles in your chili or not? But now we got people saying people put peanut butter sandwiches in cinnamon rolls. I've heard of peanut butter sandwiches, but cinnamon rolls, that makes my bunghole pucker.
Now listen, I love cinnamon rolls and I love peanut butter sandwiches. I actually like them with pickle too. That's really good. But I couldn't imagine having either one of those with chili.
That is so nasty. And I have never heard that in my life about the cinnamon rolls. So I think, Kayla, you've got to be the only person. There is no way other people do cinnamon rolls.
All right, this thing's wide open now. We could talk about noodles and the chili. That's one thing. Or maybe you pair it also, the other question, with something weird like a cinnamon roll, which is delicious, but together, that sounds weird.
Because yesterday was the first day of football, right?
So yeah, kicked off, yep.
It's officially kind of chilly season.
I agree with you. Let's talk to Celine, I believe it is, in Martinsville. Did I get that right?
Okay, so I'm from Martinsville, and this pretty much originated here. All of my friends from college, other places, they have no idea what I'm talking about, and I insist that they always try it, and they are disgusted. But it is amazing. Grandparents' night. In elementary school, this is what they served.
What? What did they serve?
Chilies and cinnamon rolls.
Get out. Goodbye.
No, listen. Alex, do you like cinnamon rolls by themselves?
I love them. I eat them every single Saturday morning.
Then hold on. Maybe you can convince us, because I like cinnamon rolls too. How does this go together? How does it work?
Honestly, I have no idea, but it's just like the sweetness factor, sweet and savory together. It's just perfect.
Now, do you mix them? Like, you put the
Stop, stop, stop.
No, Alex,
if you put chili on top of the cinnamon roll, I'm seriously done.
You get a little cup of the chili, and then you get a big cinnamon roll with it, and you can dip your cinnamon roll in the chili and just take a bite of it.
No, absolutely not.
Now I kind of want to try that. Okay.
You're banned from Grandparents' Day.
No,
you're banned.
It doesn't go with the keto diet, but
I can cheat to try it. I can start back on Monday. All right. Hey, thank you for calling in. I love learning new stuff.
No, I don't. If this is what learning new stuff entails, I don't want to learn new stuff.
All right. 317-239-1009. Clark calling from the Southwest side. What do you think? You think we need to try it with something?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich all day, hands down.
With chili.
With jelly.
Nope.
Now, how did this happen to you? Because I've never heard of that, and Alex has never heard of it either.
It's just something that my grandparents got me hooked on, and I've been doing it for the last 38 years.
So do I do like a scoop of chili, then I take a bite of the sandwich? How does this work?
Yeah. Do it however you see fit. Dunk it in there.
Oh, gosh, no.
Scoop some of the chili out.
It seriously gives me the heebie-jeebies. And Courtney just tweeted us, at Joe and Alex Show, and said, I want a chili cook-off with my secret ingredient of dill pickles in my chili.
Actually, that may not be too bad. That actually sounds somewhat like decent.
Shauna says, if you add chilies, if you add noodles to your chili, that is just goulash. I disagree, because when I put noodles in my chili, I still keep it brothy like soup. So it's like chili noodle soup. It's not like thick like you get at Skyline Chili that you put on a hot dog.
Siri, what goes into chili? I'm going to see if she actually can answer that for me right here. Let's see.
Here's what I found on the web for what goes into chili.
Just tell me. I don't want to look at that. See, I don't see...
She gives you the full-blown recipe, the seasoning.
I don't see any recipe with noodles. You think that's a weird, like, Alex family tradition?
No, it is not. It's a Midwest thing. True Midwesterners put noodles in their chili.
All right. Nicole in Greenwood, what do you do with the chili?
I put noodles in my chili, and I also like to put, like, sour cream in it.
Now that's good. I like sour cream.
That's normal to me.
And some cheese on top of it. But the noodle, what does the noodles give it a different texture? I don't understand why you would put noodles into it.
Yeah, I guess it gives it a different texture. I just like it. I didn't know, like, half my family does it and half of them does it. And I also heard of, like, the spaghetti noodles, which I don't like that. I just like the macaroni and cheese noodles. But the peanut butter with the chili, my elementary school, every single time they'd give us chili, they made honey peanut butter sandwiches to go with it.
All right. Thank you for calling in this morning, Nicole. Let's say hi to Mike. You're on the Joe and Alex Show in Beech Grove, and you have something which I see on my screen, and now I want to try it. What do you do?
Yeah, so you make chili, and you make mac and cheese, and, you know, you've had chili with cheese on it, so you just mix the mac and cheese in with the chili.
Alex, how good would that be? Macaroni and cheese and chili?
I don't eat cheese, so I'm out on that
fantastic.
One.
Fantastic.
Oh, my God. You're getting my mouth all savory and saliva's going everywhere.
See, that to me makes the chili too thick because I like it to be like soup. And I think if you're adding in all the cheese, the thick cheese and the noodle.
See, that's where we disagree.
I think that's going to make it bad.
Chili's got to be like thicker.
No.
I don't want it to be all runny like I'm having soup.
Yeah, if it's the consistency of something that goes on a hot dog, then to me that's not chili. I don't know what that is, but that's not chili to me. Chili is like a soup.
All right, Alice, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're saying this is not a Midwest thing. What is it then?
I don't think it is. I think it's a... Indy thing. I'm not even sure what it is. I'm originally from the Chicago area, and when I moved here when I was 8, when I started, like, venturing out with friends and going over their houses, I thought it was really weird that their moms put noodles in chili. I was flabbergasted, and I still hate it, Alex.
Oh, well.
It's just not yummy.
All of
chili
us. Some of us
not
just
made for noodles. It's actually called chili mac.
Some of us were born to be haters. So,
oh, we got a little hater alert over here.
Hater alert! We've got a hater on the line.
All right, listen. I don't think we're ever going to get an actual conclusion on this. Do you have anything else to add to it?
Just noodles and chili all day, as Kanye West would say. You can tweet us what you put with your chili at Joe and Alex Show or on Facebook Radio Now 100.9. And by the way, if you have a bomb chili recipe, share it on Facebook because I want to see it.